Why is the coronavirus striking so severely in India now? NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports on a variant called a double mutant.
Let's start with the name, double mutant. Christian Anderson is an infectious disease expert at Scripps Research Institute. He says that name doesn't make any sense scientifically.
That's a dumb word. I mean, there are double mutants all over the place, right? I mean, SARS-CoV-2 mutate all the time. And in fact, this one has more mutations than two.
In fact, the variant in India has more than a dozen mutations, just like all the other variants of concern, such as the one from the UK and the one from Brazil. Anderson says the term double mutant came about because the variant in India has two important mutations that are known to change the behavior of the virus. They help the virus escape detection by the immune system.
This particular variant in India here has two of those mutations that have been linked to these kinds of immune evasion mechanisms.
So there's concern that this variant, which is officially called B1.617, may be able to sneak past the immune system like other variants and more easily reinfect a person who's already had COVID. Shahid Jamil is a virologist at Ashoka University near Delhi. I spoke to him on Skype. He says both of these key mutations have cropped up in other variants before, including ones in South Africa, Brazil, and here in the US.
One mutation was detected in California, and it was responsible for the big surge in Southern California.
That mutation has been shown in the lab to help the virus enter and infect human cells.
So it's supposed to be more infectious.
Scientists haven't published any studies confirming the variant in India is more contagious. But Jamil says he sees signs of it.
So for example, in the first wave, we often saw one member of a family getting infected and rest of the family was all right. This time it's not like that. This time, before you know it, entire family is infected. So it's far more infectious
than the strains they previously had in India. But is it more infectious than the variants already circulating in the U.S.? Christian Anderson at Scripps says, we just don't know yet.
We just don't have any data yet. And of course, it's very important that we get that data.
Right now, B1.617 is the dominant virus in parts of India. But as Anderson points out, it's not the only variant circulating in the country. There's also ones from the UK and South Africa. All three of these are spreading very quickly and fueling what has become the world's worst coronavirus crisis. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.